This is Meet the Millennials.
What's up, guys? This is your boy, Andre Spence, the Purpose Coach.
What's up, people? This is ICOHA, One Hit Away.
My name's Cecilia Owosa, lifestyle, beauty, and straight talking videos.
I'm Deborah Chosen, and you're now listening to Meet the Millennials, the voice.
The voice.
The voice.
The voice.
The voice.
The voice.
The voice of the Christian Millennials.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the very first episode of Meet the Millennials, the voice of the Christian Millennial, a podcast that discusses our millennial matters from a Christian perspective with myself, Elena Boateng.
Myself, Esther.
And myself, Cassandra Loco.
Our gorgeous guest presenter, Cassandra Loco. Few headlines, ladies. So who is Cassandra Loco?
I'm an influencer, an entrepreneur. I got married like a year ago and it went really viral. And from that, I've just been a platform to just share and, yeah, inspire.
Amazing. You certainly inspire me. Who is Esther Jenny?
I am a fashion designer, spoken word artist, and a radio producer.
I am... Who am I? I'm a lover of Christ. Yes. The Jesus girl. I work in the media. And yeah, I'm steady trying to figure out how I'm going to leave my mum and dad's house. That's my claim to fame. So each week we host influencers and our friends in the Premier Gospel studio. We'll be talking about love, faith, trends, and basically just navigating life together. So our amazing guest for today is the beautiful Deborah Chosen.
Hey guys.
Hey girl. So you've joined us today to talk about Instagram.
Yes.
IG. Yeah.
Yes.
Insta.
Yes.
And all its perils, all its blessings and its perils, basically. But you are a YouTuber and an influencer yourself. You describe your YouTube page as your place for fun and fashion and all things in between.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. And you're also a social media executive at Monsoon, which is amazing. So I'm sure you're gonna have a lot to say about this topic. You recently went viral on Twitter.
Oh god, you found that. Did you hear of that?
You basically told two strangers a love story.
Yeah.
I love that story, by the way.
Tell us a bit about that.
Basically, one day I was on the train, as per usual, you know, on my commute, on my way to work. So on the Central Line, if anyone cares, just to give it context. So I'm on the train and whatnot, and there's a guy to my right and another woman. And basically, I noticed that there's a bit of flirtation kind of happening here. But it was the kind of flirtation that you'd put in a movie, in my opinion. I was like, I've never seen anyone shoot their shot like this. It was amazing. Essentially, like, you guys will have to go and read the story. But essentially what happened is... he gave her a seat, basically. So he was originally sitting down. He stood up so that she could sit there. I was like, okay, that's just normal gentlemanly behaviour. That's nice. Then his nose starts running, right? So she basically offers him a tissue, right? And in the process, somewhere along the lines, he basically says, wow, you're being so nice. I'm going to have to give you my number. Mm-hmm. And she was like, and it was the accent as well that threw me off. She went, that's what I'm trying to get.
Oh!
And I was like,
wow.
And at that point, confidence. I pulled out my... But yeah, I said, oh my God. I said, everyone on the TL must hear this story. So I just started tweeting. I didn't even have any signal at the time because I was like, I was from White City to Shepherd's Bush. But I tweeted anyways. Everything just sat in my draft. And then as soon as I got like out, I pressed send and send. And then by the time I got to work, it was like 100 retweets. I was like, calm, okay. Then it moved up 200, 300. And you know, it just kind of spiraled from there. And yeah, a few different like publications started DMing me. So like the Metro were like, oh, we want you to retell the story. And Refinery 29. And all that, and I was like, guys, it was just some tweets.
It was amazing, like the way you told the story, and like the confidence that I felt from the chick as well. I was like, I'm gonna be this babe. Like,
I think that's what captured me. It was the actual confidence of her. Like, wow, she's on the pack train. She's just going for it.
She didn't care. It was early in the morning. But
I have one
ready.
Crucial question: was Boys to Men playing in the background? that would have just sealed it
in my head. It was
okay. That would have just sealed it for me.
So let's launch straight in. So we're talking about Gram today, Instagram, IG. Insta, what else can we call Instagram?
The gram.
Doing it for the gram.
Any other? I don't think there's anything else, is it?
That's it
in a nutshell. So Instagram has 800 million monthly users, and 60% of them log in daily. Guilty. Definitely. Yeah. 100%. I mean, I don't even know what they mean by log in, because it's constantly. Like, literally, it's crazy. Anyways, the reason why I think this is such a beautiful topic to talk about and is just full of life is because I personally refer to Instagram as the Antichrist. Because, like, just, you know, just signal me if you can relate. So in terms of time spent on the application alone, so I will steadily be scrolling through my phone. I might even think I need to send a text message. How do I find Instagram en route to sending a text message? I'm looking for the Bible app. Exodus
Instagram.
I find Instagram. And then 30 minutes later, I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. I'm supposed to.
You don't even remember what you're supposed to do.
So I don't even engage with my friends on the platform. I mostly engage with the explore page.
Yeah,
so
okay,
I'm steadily wondering why my hair doesn't look like Denny Daly, why my waist ain't snatched when I haven't had no babies. Like, it's just crazy. So I'm just on that explore page, just going through strangers. There's some people's pages who I go on daily. Mm-hmm. We don't know each other.
Yeah, like, hey, friend. We call them Instagram friends.
Yeah. I know you, but have you so don't many know me. Yeah.
And just the pressure in general to be seen to be living your best life, because everybody that's on there is living their best life. Yeah. So I'm just kind of like, okay, I need to post. And when I do post, I need to show that I'm doing the most. Like right now, I need to find myself in LA because that's where everybody else is posting, kind of thing. And then when you do post, then it's now, let me look every 30 seconds. How many likes did I get? Refresh.
Refresh. Yeah. You're like, no, it can't be that number.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. No, but more notifications come through than that. Do you know what I mean? So it is crazy. Not to mention the Instagram fails as well. So, okay, quick story. So basically, there was this guy at church. I was like, oh, he's quite cute. So I thought I'd go home and tell my mother that he was cute. Mm-hmm. So I went home and I was like, Mum, there's this cute guy at church, kind of thing. And she was like, show me a picture. Show me. Let's see. Let's see. She takes my phone now. Her big fingers were like,
she likes it.
She does.
I said,
it probably wasn't even the first picture.
One?
When is the old one? That's the worst.
When it's from 65
Why are you all the way down there?
If it was 2017 picture, I would have been like, calm, I can make up something, it's fine. Bear in mind, we don't follow each other. Yeah. We don't even really speak. So it was a 2014.
He knows your story, and I'm sorry.
Do you know what? It could be seen as shooting your shot. Or, no, you should have just followed through and just liked a couple more.
So then what I did was I liked the photo straight away. So I called my best friend and I was like, this is what happened. And she was like, what did you do? I was like, I unliked the photo straight away. She was like, no. You never unlike the photo. You you commit to the fact that you failed. And I was like, I don't know what to do.
Sometimes I just switch off my phone when stuff like that. I just go,
What about you, Cass?
I feel like at the moment, let's be honest, we're being honest with each other. So I do Monday motivations.
Yep.
And then sometimes I'll be like, tag your friends below. And then an hour later, no one's been tagged. Just go back and delete
that.
It's fine.
You didn't need to tag
anyone. Yeah, it's fine. Don't then. It's okay. We will just act like it never happened. It's one of those days. And then the days where I get loads of tags, I'm like, see, Cass? It's working. It just depends how I feel.
I love that. I love that.
Most of my fails happen in real life, unfortunately. But Instagram, the ones that I do when I try to do like get response from an audience, so like, oh, I put up this t-shirt, so what do you think of this, and you get air pie.
No comment. It's like, come on, you're embarrassing
so mad. I'm glad everyone's failing with me. Like, I feel like my story's technically the worst, but that's okay.
That's okay. You've all been there.
No, but Instagram anxiety is a real thing, right? Like genuinely feeling that pressure of like, am I posting my best life? You know, like, how do you guys navigate that?
The pressure is real, 100%. Like, if anyone said that it isn't, then I think they'd be lying. For me personally, something I had to do recently was actually just to take a step back. And that looked like deleting the app, because the reality for me, and quite a few different people I've spoken to, is that I don't care what anyone says, there's a spirit of Instagram, right? And it's the most, I think it's like the most, it really is, we need to bind it, because it's like the most addictive app, because you're just so used to, your thumb likes the scroll, it loves it, because it's infinite scrolling. So I had accepted for myself, if I keep this app on my phone, I'm probably just going to log back in. So in the month of January, the very beginning, I basically just deleted it. My church were fasting anyway, so I thought, let me kind of supplement the food fast with, you know, digital detox, and just to recalibrate my mind, and to get used to living in the moment and not feeling like you have to share all your best moments or some of your best moments. But my mind was just so much more clear, because I wasn't thinking about this person that has bae, or this person that just got married, or this person that's moving on with their podcast, or whatever the case may be. So I was able to just focus and stay in my lane, basically.
Like, the pressure is crazy though, because like, for example, my 2017 Christmas was rubbish, because I was like sick in bed with norovirus, and everybody was in either Ghana or Nigeria. I was just like, can you believe that on Boxing Day I really actually started thinking I might catch a flight? Like, I started looking on PA as if I've got coins, and
the gram did do
1,000.
The gram missing out is real.
The FOMO is crazy. Don't you guys just feel crazy FOMO from gram?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, is everybody actually living this highlight? Do you think everybody's living their real life?
I think for me, in some people's eyes, I am a highlight, if that makes sense, with my wedding. And and because I, you know, when it's like, you know your truth. So sometimes, like, I'll be, I don't know, I'll be on holiday or I'll be somewhere and everyone's like, oh, look, she's in the most amazing, beautiful place. But me and Carl just had an argument. Like, yeah, but you don't know that. Yeah, but you're just assuming. So because I know the truth, it's a bit like, come on, guys. And I feel like that's what kind of helps me with Instagram. Before, I was really like, every day I'll post a picture, making sure everyone be like, you know, Instagram's so important. If you don't have this many likes, if you don't, you're a brand. And it was all like really going to my head. And I watched a sermon from, I think, Torre Roberts about like waiting.
So good.
And I was just like, at the end of the day, whatever is for me is for me. So whether I post a picture and it gets one like, two likes, if it's meant to be for me, it's for me. And then I kind of started filtering my Instagram. I was like, okay, explore page. You're doing too much for me. I want to see on my explore page inspirational things, motivational things. And I went to Palma and we went on like a private yacht. And I was like, you know what, I usually bring my camera. And I was just like, I'm not gonna bring it. It was really, no, that was the most I don't think you understand, because I'm so used to capturing everything. I was like, I'm not gonna capture it. I'm gonna enjoy the moment. And in doing that, I realized, oh, it's really not that deep, Cass. You can't keep trying to show everyone everything. And I realized it was taken away from what me and Carl was actually doing.
That's true.
So now it's like, I show some stuff, and I do go on Snapchat, and but I've just filtered everything. But yeah, actually, I want to tell you a story. So there's a lady I follow, and she's really, she's like the Snapchat queen. So she goes and talks about Snapchat all over the world and stuff. And she literally, I met her at a premiere of a film. And recently she had a boyfriend and they was always posting, but recently they broke up. And then she took a picture, and I want to know your opinions on it. She took a picture of her and him in the car. And she was like, he didn't want me to take this picture. And they were both crying. And it was really, it was really, like, it was honestly a shock to my Instagram feed, because scrolling through Instagram, you don't see that. And I just saw that, and I was like, I didn't know how to feel about it. I almost felt like, why are you telling me that? Why are you showing that? And but it had like 50,000 likes or so, something crazy like that. And she doesn't usually have that many likes, so it was like, should we be showing that?
I think it's quite a tricky one, because like when I think about it in one perspective, I'm like, yeah, that's really refreshing to see something so raw, so real kind of thing. But then at the same time, you kind of naturally say, no, you shouldn't share that part of your life. But then why do we so naturally share the good parts of our life? Because there's some things that are also quite personal. Like, say if, like, I don't know, you're pregnant and you want to take like nudes or whatever while you're pregnant, I kind of feel like that's a joyous, great thing, but I don't need to see that. So it's kind of weird, like, why some things okay and others not.
Yeah,
I just feel like there should, some moments are meant to be personal and there's something private. That something about that just doesn't sit right with me. Am I gonna like hashtag funeral, like, do you know what I mean? At what point are you like,
that's true. At what point does it get really personal?
I have a personal one. I have a personal thing for, forgive me, when like people are in hospital, for example, and then they'll like post a picture of like their hand in the drip or whatever, or like just every single angle of the hospital bed. I understand, like, you're going through it. Do you know what I mean? But like, sometimes I feel like,
what's it for?
Like, what's the motive behind it? Because let's just be real, obviously sympathy is going to be accessible in those kind of positions, you know? And I just think it's hard, because yes, people should be sharing, not should be sharing their down moments, but they should be okay to share their down moments as much as their highs. But I think the main thing is, like, what's your motive behind it? And I think you yourself have to use discernment.
I found a scripture that I think literally actually talks exactly about what Instagram, the platform, is. So in 2 Corinthians 10, it says, we do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves when they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves. And it literally, I was like, that's it. Like, they're literally like comparing themselves to themselves, measuring themselves to themselves. Like, most times when I post the picture, in my head I'm thinking, therefore people are going to think I'm this. I never post it with like a genuine, if I'm completely honest, I never post it with a genuine intent of, this is just a nice picture. I'll be like, if I post this picture, people will think that I go out. If I post this picture, people think that I have friends that aren't just black. many different things go through. Do you get what I mean? I work here. Do you get what what I mean? Like, all of those kinds of different mad things that go through your head. And it's like, I can't say that I naturally ever post something just because I think it's nice. Do you girls post things just because you think it's nice?
Do you know what I think is good, that you're able to acknowledge that? Mm. I think subconsciously, a lot of us post like that. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of people lack the kind of introspection that's necessary to know, okay, this is what's going on when I'm posting. Mm-hmm. Most people will tell you, they'll be like, nah, I don't post for people, da 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 da. Like, it's just for me. If I like a picture, I'm going to post it. But depending on what it is, I do tend to think, how is this going to be received? How is this going to be perceived? Mm-hmm. Do I look obnoxious in this, in the way that I'm pouting in this? Do you know what I mean? You know, you take, like, I don't know if anyone else does this, you take a bunch of different selfies, and like, I always have like a thin line between like which one's actually going to be posted. There might be one that I think is nice, mm-hmm. but I know if I post that, people are going to be like, you really think you're fine,
like, yeah,
you really think you're nice, like, chill, like, and I do, but like, you know, you gotta keep it humble. I do think that it's kind of subconsciously we do all consider that. To an extent, it's not necessarily a bad thing, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I own the fact that I'm vain. I don't have an issue with it at all. Like, if not for the fact that my mobile phone would interfere with the microphone, I would be taking a picture now. Because the light in here is actually anointed. Like, you get the right angle to this. I just own it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to post this picture because I look hot. Yeah. And whether or not you like it or not, I still look hot. So I just have that level of vanity, and I'm just okay with that.
But then there's something so refreshing about that, because I'm it's good to be you, you know? Yeah.
It's good to believe in yourself. Even with me now, I feel like I was really, really, I could be like, I'm posting at this time because this time is when everyone's there and they're going to see. And if I post this picture and I want people to know that I do this, and I want people to. But now I'm a bit more like, I'm posting this picture because, like, I posted a picture the other day and my eye was kind of closed and my forehead looked extremely big. I was like, I was smiling and I was happy, and I was to be honest, not. And I realised something. I was always trying to, you know, people would be like, your Instagram feed has to look a certain way, and you know, it's got to be colour. And I was like, I'm not getting this blogger feed right. I'm just doing it wrong. And then I see Cardi B, and I'm like, sometimes her hair's like sticking up, and she's like,
yeah.
Special
post to me.
And like, girl, something might need her nose, and she's fine with it. And I'm like, why can't I just be fine with being Cass? Yeah. I can't. I'm not perfect, and it's fine. And I feel like I'm kind of getting to that place. It's not quite easy. It's not easy.
It's not easy at all.
But yeah, I'm getting to that place where it's like,
whatever.
Carefree.
But do you think there's something in us naturally that wants to still present ourselves in the best light? Because, like, you know, nobody leaves. You might feel comfortable in your pajamas with your head wrap on. I know I do. But I'm not leaving the house like that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, when I'm going to work, if I'm going out, I'm going to make sure that everything is in order. So I think that that's naturally going to translate to your Instagram, because, I'm comfortable with this hairnet on my head,
but I don't want to post it.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I think there is a balance of that. There's something in us, especially as women, that's like, I want to be seen. I want to be looking fresh. Yeah.
Mm. And sometimes it's because, you know, like, the level you can be, if that makes sense. It's like, oh, I do love myself without my makeup, you know, and I love myself with my headscarf, but I also know I can slay if I beat my face.
Yeah, exactly.
So if I know that can be, you know, my potential,
You can do both, because it's like, that's what I'm saying. So you have a picture like that, and then I'll have another picture, and it's like, so don't forget, so I feel like when you have that balance, that's where I feel like you kind of feel more comfortable.
Grounded,
definitely. Who do you guys actually compare yourselves to on the gram, though?
Oh, wow. Oh, I can't think of specific people. Someone posted something on Instagram and they said, here's a digital detox idea for 2018. Go through your account and unfollow all of the accounts that make you feel anxious, make you feel like less than, make you feel unworthy. And I thought, wow, that's kind of harsh, but actually that's a very good practice to do, because there's some people that you tell yourself, no, it's fine, I follow them because I like them, but for some reason every time you look at one of their pictures, you just, your chest starts to feel a bit tight,
you know,
you start to feel a bit like, what am I doing? You know, and it's either you deal with the inside, or you should deal with the inside eventually anyways, but sometimes you have to kind of remove the physical things, so you have to unfollow them and then begin to deal with the inside, and you know, and
the thing is, you can say unfollow, but it's that explore page. And it's just so accessible.
We know where she is. She's at.
And then, like, the more things you engage with, the more of that kind of stuff it shows you.
Yeah,
so, like, there was a time where I unfollowed all wedding pages because I was like, forget it. Like, just me and Jesus. But then the explore page started showing me all the things I'd unfollowed. And I was just like, Jesus Christ. And for me to really say, I'm not going to look at that explore page, it will take Jesus. Like, it will really have to be like intercessory prayer, because my friends' lives are interesting, but they're not that interesting.
Okay, cool.
I need to go to
America. Cool.
She just wants a different flavor.
It all comes out now, doesn't it?
It's real.
No, I hear that. Don't you kind of wish that you could just remove the explore? Like, you had the option.
I wish there was a proper option to just be like, cancel. Like, I want to cancel you right now, you know? But there isn't. So, Instagram, if you can hear me.
I think the comparison thing, it can be really dangerous. And it got dangerous for, not dangerous in sense of like, it got dangerous for me in a way, whereas I'd look at someone who was a bit ahead of me and I'd be like, okay, they're doing this, that seems good, that seems fun, and that's not my, that wasn't my calling. And I'd get myself, I'd start doing things, and I found myself doing this recently, like a couple of months ago, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, and I kind of planned my life in the way that they done it, in terms of they've done this, they've done that, those are the steps they took, and I started taking those steps, and as I was getting into those things, and I feel like I can do that a lot. I can see something and I can kind of mimic it. And then I realise, Cass, this is so not you. This is not what you care about. Cass, you need to be true to yourself. Yeah. So that that's why I feel
like. How did you know that it wasn't true to yourself? Like, what was it that you felt that was like, no? Because I imagine you were probably good at those things. Like, you were probably, you know, able to mimic the people. But what was it within you that was like, this is not me?
For me, it was shallow of me rather than being something that was true to heart. And then I couldn't see God in it. I was like, God.
How do likes actually make you guys feel? Because you touched on that a little bit. Like, people saying well done and knowing that that's the kind of gratification that you wanted. Like, what emotion would you actually attribute to when you see those X plus likes?
One thing I found is, if I'm just not okay in that season, I'm just wasn't okay in that space, even when I posted the picture, when people are then commenting and even liking it, it feels a bit empty. Like, I'm like, okay, it has 200 likes, but I still feel... Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't actually rate that picture. You're all saying it's nice, but I don't actually rate it. Like, I still don't think I look nice or whatever. So one thing I've realised, it has to come from you. You know, it has 100%. To be authentic. It has to, the foundation has to be on your awareness and your knowledge and your love of yourself.
I guess I sort of liken it to sort of when you wear a nice outfit and you go out, but nobody says that. It's kind of that sort of vibe, that kind of feeling. But like, I've worked in offices where like, I will wear something that's a bit maybe out there and nobody will say anything. So I've had to learn in silence to affirm myself.
Yeah.
So I think that's helped me in terms of transferring that to Instagram. Because I'll put up a picture, I don't know if I like it, I'll be like, still look cute. So because I think that self-affirmation is so necessary. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to get dragged. Get dragged so easily.
Because
somebody could just be jealous and just say something horrible. Mm-hmm. And there's you trying to now book plastic surgery. And just, do you know what I mean? Your whole life was just going to be falling apart on one nasty comment or silence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's having to learn to be okay with yourself in the silence. I think that's one of the hardest things to do, but I think it's one of the most important things.
Like you were saying about being pulled with the tide.
Yeah.
I think, and how you're feeling, when I first got married, when after my wedding, I still was going through all the emotions of losing my mom and everything. And I remember seeing the likes, but it was like, I still felt empty. It wasn't enough. And then getting to a certain point where I'm posting more, and then it would be like, oh my God, I only got 1,000. Oh my God, I got 2,000. What is the difference between that picture? What do I need to do more? And I was just being like pulled. I was like, oh, dude, this is tiring. This is long. Just actually tiring. Yeah. So from that, I was like you said, affirming yourself, knowing who you are, knowing what you're good at, and knowing that, some people are going to be jealous. Some people just don't care. Some people didn't even see it. And not taking it so personally. I'm like, Instagram is Instagram, but I just don't really take it personally. And I think after my wedding as well, I'm quite sensitive, and now I put up a picture, and then the picture got put on a Nigerian blog, and they were like really crucifying me.
Wow.
And there was like thousands of likes, and I was like, and that's where Carl's like, maybe you have to get tough skin. You have to understand that people are going to say what they want to say, how they want to say it. I love you. I loved what you look like. So, and I was like, it's
so
okay.
Good,
it's fine. So, yeah.
I think you got the good one.
Yeah.
I always big you up, Carl.
No, I was going to say, it's like there's this phrase, I'm sure most people have heard it. It's like, if you live by people's compliments, then you die by criticism.
Yep.
And that's really what it comes down to. It's so like, true. You need to you need to have a balance, you know, and I think the standard, it sounds very typical, but the standard needs to be the word. Like, yeah. Who does God say I am?
So good.
Who am I in God's identity? Yeah. Who am I in God's eyes? And that needs to be like the middle ground, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of what keeps you, because if you're going this side, you're going that side, you'll just lose yourself.
I always think the same people that said Hosanna forever to Jesus said crucify him the next day.
That's so,
like, don't even, people complimenting you today, they will rinse you the next
finish.
Day.
Yeah.
Just don't put your weight in that, because it's always going to change.
And even with you guys just said, so I feel like my biggest thing was, is that Christian enough? Mm. Is it holy enough? Mm. Is it too, like, that's mm. what was my, like, mm. I feel like for a long time that was like my, like, I don't know, yeah, it was yeah. it was like, oh, is that good yeah. enough, is it? And then I'll post a picture and it'll be like, oh, shorts are too short, I should delete it. Or, yeah, I'm showing too much, I need to delete it. Is that a bit too sexy? Like, someone will post, I'll post a picture about sexy and I'll be like, nope.
Yeah. Working in social media, do you know what it is? We even experience that as a brand. So like, I work for Monsoon Accessorize on the social team.
What is working in social media like? Like, how do you find that balance with like professional and personal and... Because you're fast on Instagram right now.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm back on now. It's so crazy because literally, I think the day that you like asked me to come on here mm-hmm. was the day that I was like, oh, I can actually come back on Instagram now because my fast had finished. Mm-hmm. But I didn't really want to come back. I was like, I'm loving
I'm
this.
Sure. Kind of enjoying
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I'm free. And I was like, but I've got stuff that I need to do that needs to be launched. Like, so I had to come back to an extent. For me, like working on it and kind of doing a lot of my personal stuff on it, it's cool, but sometimes it becomes a bit much. Mm. I feel like sometimes I'm too in tune with the online world. I'm too in tune with, I think because it's my profession, with what you need to do to get likes, with engagement. Like, that's all they ever talk about at work anyways. Engagement rate. What's our engagement rate? Are we meeting the KPIs? So it's like it almost becomes ingrained in you and I kind of become desensitized and start to look at every social platform.
What
is
KPI
just
mean?
Sorry, good question. It's basically the like standards that you've set for a company. So a KPI might be, okay, by the end of this month we want 100,000 followers increase. Mm-hmm. So that's a KPI, for example. I'll tell you the exact definition after. I hope my manager's not listening. She'll be like, what have I taught you? But yeah, so it can get a little bit much. So I find every now and then I just need to have a break. Mm. And this was the first time I'd done like a month solidly. I would definitely do it again. But I think even if I don't do it again anytime soon, it's just about like learning how to change my relationship with social media. I think for me, it's about being in control and not letting social media control me.
What's hard as well is with Instagram, people... I used to think like, oh, why? Say I follow someone, I'd be like, they didn't even follow me back. Mm. But it's hard to see, even for me, I've only got 26,000. When people are following, you don't always, it's like, by the time I'm not on Instagram 24/7, so by the time I come back, it'll be like so many people that have followed you that it's not there anymore.
Yeah.
So for someone that's got like 1 million followers, it's like every second your feed is updating. So in terms of following people back, in terms of even seeing comments, it's kind of hard. And now with the new algorithms, like I sometimes don't, someone will post a picture and they'll be like, yeah, I just posted a picture, it's not in my feed.
No?
So in terms of getting your followers to like, I feel like more now, because the Insta stories is a bit easier because you can tell followers you've put something up or you can engage that way. But in terms of just posting a picture, it's very unlikely everyone gets to see now. It's really different.
Yeah.
And is it sustainable though? Is being an influencer on Instagram sustainable?
For some people.
For some people, For some people, it's their bread and butter and their boats and their yachts and their holiday. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
it's providing a lot. I think there is a lane for everyone. So with YouTube, for example, YouTube has changed quite a lot. Basically, YouTube is quite saturated now, right? There's still room for everyone. And you can still get your own, you know, it can do things for you, but I think that people are beginning to realize, okay, that can't be my everything, so maybe I'll launch a podcast, maybe I'll host events, I'll write a book, I'll, you know, etc. And so it's a very real like money making machine for some people, but
and you get a lot of sometimes it's not always financial, you get a lot of like brand deals and stuff like that, or people get and they pay a lot of money. And that's why I'm like, when people see people, they're like, oh, look what they're doing, look at, oh, I wish I could live up to that standard. It's like, a lot of that's free. So trying to imitate that is, you're not gonna get free food, you get so much free things. So but in terms of, even for me financially,
it's working.
Sometimes
it's working.
I need a job. I think, what? the heck am I doing that here? One of my friends, she's really, like, her following is huge. Her YouTube is huge. But she started it probably, like, eight, nine years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And people that started then, it's like, those are the ones who are at the top, the Patricia Bright. They all kind of started together.
Yeah.
And usually it's, what she always tells me is, look out for the newest platform. So whether it be a podcast, if it's, jump on that quickly. Don't try and now, everyone, okay, everyone's got a hair. Yeah, I'm going to start a hair page. You're going to just be another one in the big pond of, but if, whatever you see as the new, like when Snapchat first came, the first people that jumped on it, those are the people that are huge. So it's like kind of trying to keep up with the social media.
Yeah, and find what fits for you, you know?
And I think purpose in that as well, because if a market could be saturated, but if God's got a message for you to bring into that then platform, there'll be room for you. Yeah, I mean, people, I saw this post on Instagram, ironically enough, and then people saying that Rihanna could have said, oh, there's so many makeup brands at the moment, there's so many lipsticks, let me not add another one to it.
Yeah.
But she went and managed to make a success out of it. So sometimes it's kind of just having to think about your purpose and what your message is, and your gift will make room for you. So 100%. Whatever platform it is, and no matter how saturated it is as well. So.
And that's what kind of comes into it, just being true to yourself. I just feel like this conversation has been amazing, by the way, and just the things that we've kind of touched on, and just I feel like what we've kind of said really is just being true to yourself, and kind of knowing, even just like knowing your own insecurities and working on those things and understanding that Instagram's there, but it's a highlight reel. It is what everyone is kind of talking about. It is, you know, your best version of yourself. So not looking at it and feeling like, oh, I'm not good enough or I'm not worthy enough. And just kind of like what you were saying, your gift will make a way for you.
A scripture that can round this off real nice is Galatians 1:10, where it says, for am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. So take that with you. Food for thought.
I feel like I should click.
Yeah, that was our powerful
clicking moment.
That was our
But yeah, that was the very first episode of Meet the Millennials. Thank you so much for joining us, Deborah.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Is there anything you want to share?
Oh gosh. Well, I mean, for those listening, I would just say keep tuned in. Yeah. This is amazing. Obviously, this is the first, I believe, right?
Sorry.
It's okay. This is the first. So if it's been this great for the first one, then it can only get better. And so, yeah, those that are listening, definitely keep locked in. And thank you guys for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
Appreciate you, sis. Is there anything we should look out for?
Oh, gosh. Well, I did kind of mention it. So there'll be a podcast that I'm going to be launching. Yes, I am launching a podcast called Trust in the Process, which basically is going to be all about celebrating Black women doing big things and having them on the show and having them tell their stories and take basically the mic and take control and talk about their different journeys. So definitely keep your eyes out for that. It will be on iTunes, so details to follow, but probably best to follow me on Instagram in order to see all those updates. So just Deborah Chosen, D-E-B-R-A Chosen, and that's it.
Amen. And follow us at at Elena B91.
Cassie CASSIEX1.
And I'm at Esther Jenny, that's G-Y-E-N-I.
Okay, we'll be back soon. We're going to close out in prayer real quick. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this time. We thank you so much for the wisdom that you give us, Lord Jesus, to navigate life and culture in the best way, Lord Jesus. May we use our Instagrams and our social medias to bring you all the glory. In your mighty name we've prayed. Amen.
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 Yeah. This is Meet the Millennials.
What's up, guys? This is your boy, Andre Spence, the Purpose Coach.
What's up, people? This is ICOHA, One Hit Away.
My name's Cecilia Owosa, Lifestyle, BT, and Straight Talking Videos.
I'm Deborah Chosen, and you're now listening to Meet the Millennials, the voice.
The voice.
The voice.
The voice.
The voice.
The voice.
The voice of the Christian Millennials.